Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. This is the Hagman Report for today. It is Thursday, May 6th, 2021, and I want to welcome everyone to today's program. I apologize for missing this week. I just moved my iron lung over here, and
how dare you?
I got to tell you, man. no voice. I shouldn't say no voice. It was a squeaky voice. It was a pitiful voice. My wife enjoyed the fact that she didn't have to listen to me complain. Eric the Tech was happy too. But thank you, Peter Barry-Chaco, for filling in for me a couple of days. And I apologize for Monday. That was kind of an abrupt, dark day, and I apologize for that. But back in the saddle here and moving forward. So I have a great show lined up for you today. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, gen6.com, going to be joining me here momentarily. Just give me a thumbs up or not that finger. Give me a. Okay, good. I missed Steve. Last week, he was on Wednesday last week. Now it's Thursday. So I missed him over the last 8 days. I'm glad he's with me today. We've got a lot of stuff to cover. You know, one of the things, real quick, a couple of things. Biden issues this National Day of Prayer proclamation, but you know, he didn't include the word God in it. I mean, so what does that mean, right? You know what it means. You know exactly what it means. And Revolver.news has got a really important story. It's about the Pentagon's hatchet man in charge of purging conservatives from the military, Bishop Garrison. All right. Now, he's the guy that's responsible for culling the conservatives from the military. Folks, you got to go to Revolver.news and read about this guy. All right. I mean, this guy should be made famous everywhere. All right. It's that important. His name is Bishop Garrison. No, that's not a Bishop is his first name, I believe. That's not a title. Austin's, right-hand man. All right, a couple of other things. Fauci, you know, this guy can't keep his story straight, right? If you don't believe right now, if you don't understand right now that none of this stuff that we're seeing out there today was ever about a virus, it was all about taking collective control of the United States. That's what this was all about since day one. Is there a virus? Yes, of course. Yes. I have a virus, okay? Not the coof, not the Rona, but you have young children that they jump on your lap, you know, they got stuff oozing out of their pores. You know, nose and ears and mouth and eyes. Okay. You know, you get stuff, right? You get cooties from the kids, right? So, stuff happens, but you don't see, I mean, this was all about control and you know, the vaccination or it's not a vaccination, folks. And I apologize for that. A little on the weak side today. The jab today. All right. The jab. If people don't get the fact that the jab is really about a depopulation, it's centered around depopulation, but it's got so many other, quote, benefits for the deep state globalist pigs out there. All right? Yes, I said pigs. It's got so many other benefits, and the compliance factor with the masks and the social distancing and what have you. So it's a big deal. Understand this. We will not submit. And that's what everyone really has to really get in the forefront. Stop wearing masks. Look, you know, the only time I ever thought about wearing a mask, was right now, because I'm kind of gunky, okay? So I don't want to give necessarily something to, you know, someone close to me. You know, as stuff kind of flies out of my, you know, my nose and my mouth and stuff when I sneeze, right? So that's different than what they're the government's asking you to do. And I think everyone gets that. But this is all about control. And now Steve is going to talk about the larger issue. But I have an exciting announcement, real quick. Exciting announcement. Folks, you thought I was kidding. Here it is. Number two, brand new book out. This is my second book, brand new, hot off the presses, In the Dark of Night. In the Dark of Night. It is available on Amazon. It is available at the Hagman store. It's I think, roughly 350 pages. It is inspired by actual events about a homicide, actually a couple of homicides. And it has touches on what Russ Dizdar and Craig Sawyer do as well. This takes place in 1987. It's, again, inspired by actual events. And you can read about it if you go to HagmanStore.com and or go to Hagman Report and click on the book on the right-hand side. It'll take you right to the book itself. And there it is on Amazon. And folks, you know what? You could actually read a little bit. Look inside on the Amazon page there, and you can read a little bit and see what it's about. And I think you'll be very pleased. And I want to thank Eric the Tech, and I want to thank others, including Steve Quayle, who was an inspiration to me, Craig Sawyer, Russ Dizdar, they're mentioned here in the acknowledgement section, and many others. This is a book that almost did not get written for a lot of reasons. So I'm very, very happy. So I would appreciate, folks, take a read. Have a read. Go to Amazon or go to Hagman Store. And if you go to Hagman Store, what is it, Eric? The tech that's for the...
Hagman Store is for the signed copy.
For the signed copies, right.
And if you want an unsigned copy or the Kindle version, you can just go to Amazon. Search Douglas Hagman.
There you go. And I'll tell you, real quick, I'll just say this. The signed copies, the shipment of books from the printer won't be in, their publisher won't be in until the 17th. So that's 11 days from now. So if you order today, I won't get them until the 17th. And so you're going to have to add another couple of days onto that. So just to let you know. But Amazon, I believe they're ready to go right away, three days and out the door. So Amazon, Hagman Store, In the Dark of Night. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. I think it's a good read. All right. Without further ado, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Folks, if you haven't done so already, sign up for Gen 6 conference. My goodness. It is going to be just a tremendous event. The DVDs, get the DVDs, video on demand DVDs, gen6.com. Amazing speakers. You heard Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. He was on Ice Age Farmer. And of course, the litany of speakers is on at gen6.com. I can't wait for it. Purchase Extinction Protocols, of course, 2021 live streaming video on demand, $99. Plus, you get I'll tell you what, you will not be disappointed. I'm gonna be quiet right there. Oh, and look at this half dollars on there. There's something special about those. That's right. You get a gift when you order the DVDs. All right. Steve, how are you, sir?
Good, Doug, and I'm glad you're recovering, and I'm glad we have this time together because, again, the Gen 6 conference is less than, I don't know, almost 4 or 5 weeks away, probably 5 weeks away. And what's interesting, you were talking about the Kennedy proof half dollars that people get when they pre-order the DVDs. We're down to 500 of these, and I bought the majority of them that were available in the country through a coin dealer, a very famous coin dealer, went out and found them. And these are pure, you know, 90% silver, but proof coins that the U.S. Mint always produces in the best form possible. These are called proof. That just means that they're the best that came off of the minting machines. Those are really hard to get. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you. Those of you who are already signing up for the DVD sets, and I think we get those coins out. They're all out. And what we're going to do for the video on demand people is they get the reports. I'm going to give them a special report, another special report, because again, I want to thank everybody that supports the conferences you always have so graciously. But also there's some things I just can't put out on my public forum. This isn't a teaser. It isn't melodrama. Because again, I feel that you guys have been there for Doug. You've been there for me, for the conferences, etc. So the least I can do is give you a heads up. And one of the other reports I'm going to give you is on what's really, really, really going on in the world of Cascadia, Tambora. The Tambora is the largest volcanic explosion in the recorded history of the world, 1815. Why the major powers that be are terrified of 600 plus earthquakes. And if you look at the official records, you won't see one. The Cascadia situation on Washington, Oregon, California's coast, all the way down the volcanic range, activity beyond astonishment. I was told, Doug, by somebody, you know, who hears things like this, that Biden ordered the USGS, number one, to be quiet, number two, to stop the quakes, no matter what it takes. Well, no matter what it takes would be, what it takes to stop the quakes is repentance on the order of Nineveh. I don't even think that would help at this point. And I think we need to talk today. The title of this show, it's on my heart, is A Nation Given Over to Judgment. And this is the hardest concept, I think, that people can understand. I've been on with you now, Doug, all these years, and you and I were talking about the communist takeover and takedown of America. Well, Sidney Powell came out today on the WorldNet Daily article and said, America is now a communist regime. They're feeding lies to the American people every single day. And while they're doing that, they're killing people every single day. In Bozeman, Marxist America, our all liberal health department is trying to get the ability to vaccinate between 2 and 11-year-olds. One of the health department spokesmen is on, guess what, Big Pharma's, let's just say this, a lot of donations go to him. So what we're watching, ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, and Eric, can you put that up so people can see this? It's really important. You know, the idea that America is going to come back by a vote. When you watch, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't matter if you're pro-Trump, not Trump, doesn't matter. You watch the rule of law be executed before your eyes. You watched it. We watched it. You watched the direct references from Australian, if you will, intelligence agencies of how many of our politicians were on the Chinese payroll. No story in the MSM. Of course, that's because there's so much ownership of the MSM by the Chinese. Sidney Powell, America is now a communist regime. You guys, I know that everybody wants to pray and believe that the prayers of the saints can turn this around. But there comes a point when the nation comes under judgment. God lifts his hand, and while he's lifting his hand, basically the nation that was protected is left naked. Now, I want everybody to, you know, understand this, that this is one of the most, and this is not flattery, this is true, she's one of the most brilliant women lawyers in the world, lawyers, period, but she's also a woman lawyer. She's also was authorized to bring charges against traitors in military tribunal, and from eyewitness testimony that had contacted me, President Trump gave General Flynn, less than 10 minutes, listening to his counsel that put him into harm's way all the way. So here's the thing, Doug. I think that, you know, I know that we need short titles and stuff, but I think when a nation's given over to judgment, most people simply will not accept that statement. Now, Doug, as an investigator, you're watching it happen. You watched it happen. You've been in the legal system. You've been in, you know, obviously standing before courts defending you know, the insurance companies against fake claims and everything else. But what, I have a question for you. What can anybody do if there's no foundation any longer? The psalmist said, you know, what is it? If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So, Doug, the people that are saying, yes, 2024 is our year, who would enforce that election, and how would that not be stolen like this one? See, what it is, it's a false hope. And that false hope has to give way to a brutal reality. And I understand, and I truly understand, that people flip out because they're placing their hope in the wrong position. And I'm talking about Christians. I'm talking about the same Christians that are running out to get the injection, the mutagenic injection. No science behind it. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason they've got to kill the First Amendment and free speech is because when evil triumphs, there is no room for truth. That's a powerful statement. In my opinion, based on what I understand of the scriptures, based on what I see of the nation, what it has become, what it has is becoming, the persecution that's already in the Canadian church is coming to the United States, the statements of the Canadian press that primarily Canada is a communist nation. Well, yes, because, you know, the People's Republic of China pull Trudeau's strings, in my opinion. The communist takeover and takedown of the United States has been ongoing. Anybody who warned about it was a conspiracy theorist. Anybody but warned was a fear porn. But look what happened. Doug, I remember as this thing unfolded a year ago, you know, March, you and I talking about America bowed its knees for BLM, but would not bow its knees before the living God.
That's right.
Any athlete that stood up for Jesus Christ was either fined, sanctioned, told to shut up, or gee, they just got kicked off whatever league, especially NFL, in my opinion. Then we saw it spread in, pun intended, into the courts. Then we saw it not only in the basketball courts, then we watched it spread through everything, sports, because mass, if you will, attention from America's people, population, are on the sports. So, Doug, with that train of thought, how logically can anyone believe that anyone will enforce, let's say, Trump's reelection? I believe we're over as a nation already. I want to make that clear. Negative? Are you kidding me? I'm the most positive guy in the world because I know that this earth is not my home. And there's a lot of people saying, we can't wait to send you to your home, Boyle. And I said, well, likewise, at least I get the feeling of going up. I don't know how you guys will like the bottomless feeling of going down. So, Doug, here's where we're at. The time for wishful thinking is wasteful thinking. It serves no purpose. The Deagle Report sanitized itself 2 weeks ago. There's no longer the references that by the year 2025, there will only be 100 million people left in the United States. So what's problematic, excuse me, to us this day, do Americans believe, and I'll shut up and let you answer, do Americans really believe that they can vote their way out of the complete communist takeover and takedown, where there is no rule of law, there is no Supreme Court anymore. We only have legislators and congressmen, congresswomen, senators that basically are beholden to a foreign power. We bought the lie, the Wuhan virus. Then we bought the PCR kits, which even Kerry Mullis had statements about Fauci. You can look it up. And again, I call Fauci Fauci because it was a doctor that sold his soul to Mephistopheles, the devil. Gee, boy, doesn't history repeat itself. So what we're watching in I would guess this, this statement's true. Undeniable, the America that was no longer exists. Your comments, sir.
You know, Steve, I totally agree with you on this. And here's what I'm seeing. And I'm the last couple of days I was trying to equate what we're seeing with Scripture. And to that end, I want to say hello to Karen in Rome, Italy. Thank you for listening, Karen. Thank you so very much for your emails. But she kind of reminded me of something, and I'm just trying to reconcile things to Scripture. To answer your question, I don't think, I think what you said is correct. I know it's correct. It's a nation given unto judgment. In fact, that's where we're at as a nation. And when evil triumphs, there is no room for truth. Okay, so that said, what do we do? Because we can't give up, but we can't put our faith in 2024 and say, oh, yeah, or 2022, and yeah, everything's going to be good, and we're going to take our country back. So what I was thinking is this. The only way that we are going to win, when I say win, the only way we can recover our nation as a godly nation is to start within our homes, within our families, within our neighborhoods, and handle things on a local level. We saw, Steve, what happened in Vail, Arizona, with the school board. When the parents, one parent, one person said, you know what, I'm tired of this mass stuff that they're pushing, and they're hurting the children and so on. And then that parent called another parent. Pretty soon there were 100 people roughly in this school chambers. And the cowardice of the school board in Vail, Arizona, they quit. They just ran out. They were afraid. And to me, I looked at that and I thought, okay, this is that. To me, that's a win. This is what we have to do, regardless of the moral imperative or predicate that's driving that group of people. We can't save. You know what? I don't know if we can save the nation, but I do know this. I know I can save my family or help save my family, protect my family. I know that I can assist in the neighborhood. I know I can assist in the community. And as long as we're doing it in a godly fashion and for the right reasons, I think that that's going to be our only hope. But to look at this as a nation that we can recover, given the fact that, you know, we're still sacrificing babies to Moloch through Planned Parenthood, in my opinion. And, the fact that, and I don't know whether you saw this, Steve, the fact that Fauci's agency spent over $400,000 on experiments grafting aborted fetal scalps onto mice and rats. What the hell is going on there? And I mean, what the hell? What in the hell? Because that's hell. I don't know.
I think to answer your question, the lack of teaching from the pulpit, both historically and biblically, as to what the end of the age or what even the birth pangs and tribulations would look like. Look, I got to be honest with you. I believe we fight for our family. I believe we fight for our communities. I believe we stand up, speak up, and absolutely act up. But when I say act up, here's what I'm saying. We still, you know, I had a Satanist tell me this one time. He said, Steve, you know why we'll win? Well, I mean, I could have guessed a million reasons, but he said, and they're talking, Doug, in the, you know, the time that the devil has rule on earth. He said, because you Christians got to play by the rules, and we Satanists don't. That says it all, doesn't it? So, and ladies and gentlemen,
do we have to play by the rules, Steve?
No, I don't believe so, because I believe the rules only undergird evil. So, you know, when people misquote Romans 13, that's talking about godly government. But there's a time where the scripture, where the disciples had to say, whether it's better to serve you or serve God, you decide, but we're serving God. But what I'm saying, Doug, and here's a key, the preachers that preach a powerless gospel are serving their people up to the unrelenting appetite of hell, just like the abortion industry is serving up our little brothers and sisters that will never be on this side of eternity. They're serving them up. And literally, and I mean this, unfortunately, even on dinner plates. So the point that is got to be made. Everybody's going to have to make a stand, okay? And going back to the most powerful Christian ministry, not maybe not, I don't mean powerful in the power of God sense. I mean in the amount of members they have, telling their people to take an unproven injection with no recourse, that the heads of even the pharmaceutical companies have put every bit of, what would you call it, escape clauses they can get in there. People being paralyzed, people being dying and dying. Now people having to declare, the Ophthalmological Society of America has got to declare, hey, be careful. This vaccine is turning people blind. It's affecting your eyesight. See, here's what I don't get, Doug. I don't. Now, I know the devil, but why are God's people so willing to follow the world when God himself says friendship with the world is enmity with God? That means, I'm sorry to say this, that means that if you're listening to the world and not listening to God, then you're at war with God. And I don't mean that he can't be saved. Look, salvation's God's department, but stupidity belongeth unto us who claim to know him, because listen, the scripture says God spoke it. I didn't. My people, God speaking the first person, are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And not because he doesn't present it, because we reject it. Go ahead, Doug.
Wow. No, you know, you raise a lot of good points. And I think a lot of people out there, you know, Steve, when you were talking, the weight of the information that you just provided is, it's heavy. This is heavy stuff. And people today, and I see this, on various comments about shows or about articles or whatever. Oh, I can't sit there and read an article for 10 minutes. I just can't invest 10 minutes or 7 minutes. I can't. You want me to research, or you want me to look at, I don't have the time. What are you doing? I mean, the reason I brought that up is because when I think it's so important, and hopefully I can make some sense out of this. I didn't take too much cold medication. I think people are losing sight of the fact that we as a nation, we were established on biblical foundation principles, scripture. And a lot of people say, well, no, because they were, the founders were deities. No, I'm talking about the foundation of our country on biblical, principles. Okay, no, having said that, we have to extend that out to today. And the further away we get from the Bible, the further away we get from the Christian ethos, the worse off we are getting. And in order to come back to that, people have to invest themselves into the study of God's Word, if that makes sense. I don't know. I blanked out about 30 seconds ago, Steve.
Yeah, so. No. And that does make sense. But here's what I think, my opinion, okay? Modern Christendom left its Great Commission, I'd say minimum 2020, I'd say probably at least 60 years ago, 61 years ago, when the gospel was no longer preached, and I'm talking about the biblical gospel, when scientism replaced real science, in other words, it became a god that was worshipped, when people could see that they could gain more by being religious, more prestige, more power. By the way, it's always about two words, power and control. That's true in the apostate church. But there comes a time when God says enough is enough. Now, look, you know I write about ancient mythology, history, the pre-Adamic world that was before the world in Genesis 1:1-1:2 was recreated. This is why Christians needed to learn the Genesis 6 narrative. This is why Christians need to study themselves approved unto God, a workman, rightly dividing the truth. That, well, I don't think and I don't care. Can I tell you something? The most dangerous statements that I've ever heard from professing brothers or sisters, well, I don't think and I don't care, My answer to that is you obviously don't think, but you will end up having to care, because when you don't want to think, you don't want to embrace the results of the thinking that's stinking as our nation is sinking. The bottom line is that certainly that person represents a larger percentage of what I would say this claimants to Christendom than those who are, you know, out in the field, winning souls, talking to people all over the world. Doug, you and I have, we have a fellowship. I don't know if you know this, but I just was told it to a couple of my, we have fellowships that get around in Sweden, in Norway, all over the place, because they're hungry for truth. And if they're praying, you know what I think is interesting to all of our religious critics? If these brothers and sisters are so, how should I say this, hungry for the word of God, and their lives are changing and miracles are coming into their lives, I just find it interesting. It just goes to prove a point. I think we're so late in the game that the Lord himself has commanded his angels to go out in the highways and byways. Doesn't matter if it's Europe, Siberia, China, wherever a hungry heart exists, God will make sure that his people are fed, because he, the Lord, is the bread that came down from heaven. He's the bread of life. So there's a basic understanding of the word of God. But now, Doug, I want people to understand something. You cannot embrace, I cannot embrace, we cannot embrace the level of evil, even intellectually, that is being released now, and the plans they have to destroy 250 million Americans. Ebola is back on the world scene again. And listen to this. Biden taps Ron Klein as White House Chief of Staff. The selection is the president-elect's highest profile White House staff appointment so far. Under Obama, he was known as the Ebola czar. And if you remember, prior to Donald Trump getting elected, we were headed to Ebola. Ebola's coming back on the scene. And what's tragic is that Ebola, in my opinion, when it gets launched, when it gets full out there, the panic that you saw manipulating, the false panic you saw manipulating COVID people, that's when, and I'm just going to say this, that's when I'm being told, excuse me, the lockdown comes, permanent, the pickup comes, Christians, constitutional, the 70 categories, and ladies and gentlemen, that's when the camps and the guillotines get activated.
You know, if I can just kind of add something here, I'm glad you mentioned Ron Klain. By the way, the spelling of his name, folks, just so if you want to look it up, is K-L-A-I-N. When I saw that, I thought of you, because I had no idea, after the announcement was made, and understanding who's making the, who's behind the decision-making process, because it's certainly not Mr. Marbles, okay? It's this guy, it's Ron Klain. And when I saw the fact that he was appointed by Obama as the White House Ebola Response Coordinator. Wait a second. You mean that's, first of all, you mean that's actually a thing? Okay. White House Ebola Response Coordinator. I thought of you, and I picked up your book. I'm not sure if it's in print anymore. Thank you very much. That one. And I was reading about that, and I was reading about the background on that. By the way, is Breathe No Evil, is that still, because I'm not sure.
No, I retired it. I just didn't have time to update it.
All right.
So, but thank you for asking.
Okay, but the whole thing is, the level of evil, getting back to what you said, and I'm going to shut up, but what you said about the level of evil that we're seeing right now, I don't think people really understand the, how evil.
The significance of it, okay?
The depth. Yeah.
And I'm going to send this to Eric so you can put it on the screen, or Eric, you can take it off my front page. But listen to this, Doug. UNICEF, WHO, IFRC, and MSF announced the establishment of a global Ebola vaccine stockpile. Well, that sounds all nice and sweet and dandy, except you go to the third paragraph, I think, And guess what? It's talking about live virus. That doesn't even fit the category of a vaccine. I'm told that the, and again, how can something be greater than the greatest cover-up? But to date, the greatest cover-up is that the cases of Ebola that do exist in the United States, and they're being covered up until they can never let a good crisis go to waste. So on my front page, ladies and gentlemen, I have this story, and it's astonishing. I received those from two different people, one, two. I thought that is so amazing because it's telling me, Doug, it's telling me that they're prepping everybody for the release of Ebola. And what I want people to understand something. Remember, it's not even the death rate. It's that the control of the information will cause a fear to come on the people of God. Listen, can I tell you something, Doug? I think Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, kudos, credit goes to her. She said God's people fear imaginary things more than they fear the living God. And I say to people in America, I can tell you America's problem right now. There is no fear of the Lord in the land, because if there were fear of the Lord, men would be departing from evil instead of embracing it. And just as you know, Doug, I don't know if you know this, I'm trying to weave in contemporary intel. The contemporary intel is that there are radiation spikes coming from the Florida area that are, pun intended, off the charts. I have a radiation detector. I always carry it with me. This one is a Mazur. Bob Griswold sells them. One of the best. What an amazing detector. But what's happening, Doug, most people don't understand this, that when a nuclear weapon or fissionable materials, by the way, it's fissionable, F-I-S-S-O-N-A-B-L-E, not fission, like fissionable materials, like bait. When that stuff is picked up, they can tell the nature of origin, the country of origin. They can tell the reactor. They can tell everything there is, because every nuclear weapon has its own reactor. Every, if you will, uranium enrichment process, the uranium has its own signature. So why, ladies and gentlemen, is something like that not being covered in the mainstream press? Because the mainstream press is nothing more than the chronicle of hell. I want everybody to understand, hell's chronicle. Hell's chronicle are so now becoming in your face. Somebody says, Steve, they don't hide anymore. Of course not. It's a fait accompli, or fait accompli. We're watching. Look, if Sydney, you and I can say this until we're blue in the face. I said it on Alex Jones's show months ago. I think the title was, we're communist overthrow of the United States underway. Well, flash forward to the military, ladies and gentlemen. The military has known communist leadership. The military is compromised. Many of its generals and its admirals, totally, I'll be honest with you, sexually compromised or financially compromised. They're going to make war. Thanks, Eric, for putting that up. They're going to make war pretty much on white people. Pretty much on conservatives. They have AI programs running in the background on every serviceman, every servicewoman. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason they're, how should I say this, separating the military, because at some point the military is going to be used against the resistors. And oh, don't get your, think, well, our military won't do that. Oh, yes, they will, because they will have Chinese, most likely Russian also, but I'll tell you, they'll have Chinese peacekeepers. Look what's happening in Canada. Canada is an official province of China now. I'm not talking about the separate states or provinces of Canada. I'm saying the whole country. The whole country's been taken over. And Doug, we're seeing that. The persecution, and here's what I was told from somebody in that world, and I want to make this clear. I can't know any of this stuff unless somebody tells me. And then it's up to you guys to take it to the Lord in prayer. I was told that the Chinese commission overseeing the the colonization of Canada was to literally make war on the church and to, here's the D word, destroy Christianity. You guys, that order has been given in the United States of America.
We can see it play out in Canada, through the takeover of the churches, not synagogues and not mosques, but churches, Christian churches in Canada. And we can see coming over here in the United States as well. You're absolutely correct. In Vancouver, it was, I just got a piece of information that I wanted to send to you, but Vancouver apparently is a hot staging area of some type for this kind of activity. I don't know if that fits in your matrix of information, but.
Yeah, it is. And, kudos to Dave Hodges. He's been telling you that, but eyewitnesses in the Vancouver area have watched Chinese ships unloading Chinese military, Chinese armored vehicles. I mean, here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. Doug, let's you and I define for the listening audience or viewing audience what it means when we say it's over, okay? What I mean when I say it's over is all three legislative, executive, and judicial branches of government are already compromised. And if people understood the level of treason, the level of treachery, the level of selling us out, I don't know then if that would even make a difference. But here's what I really think people need to understand. There is no reprieve coming. Second Chronicles 7:14, everything that has, people are saying, well, Abraham was able to stop. Yeah, but there's a difference on a city or two cities being destroyed and the whole biblical narrative of nations that forget God. One of them is woe unto the nations that forget God. And so, I said this and I've said it all the time. I've been on talk radio 26 years. God writes the last pages of history, not the devil. But unfortunately, the devil doesn't use ink. He uses the blood of humans who he hates to pen every foul and unclean statement against God, against Jesus, against the holy angels. But they want to destroy mankind. Three generations of human reproduction are being destroyed right now. Three of them. What does it take? A rocket scientist? And isn't it interesting that now, and look, I'm sorry for being sarcastic, but I got to come up with a new word because I'm more than sarcastic. I'm furiously provoked to hope that there could be some way to wake up the people of God, and only he can wake them up. And God says his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I said, Lord, why is that? Instantly, I got the word apathy. Instantly. Indifferent to the suffering of our brothers and sisters all over the world and the little ones who are being slaughtered, butchered, eaten, and they want to inject their parts. And just, by the way, Pfizer has now in their list of ingredients, blank lists of ingredients. Well, why would that be? Because they're going to introduce something they don't want people to know about on those ingredients. So you see, Doug, what's interesting to me is that there is a religious piety with no spiritual substance. Paul said it like this, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. How about 500 pastors claiming that abortion is a sacred sacrament and embracing the woke movement? By the way, not all black, they were white. Some of the most outstanding ministers speaking out against this time are from the black community. I mean, just amazing people. I think, what is it? Have you ever had Brandon Tatum on?
Yes, we have. I'm sorry. Yes, we have.
Yeah, he's very articulate. But I mean, there's so many of the people. But here's what I think I'm trying to say. I'm not confused. I just have to choose every word so that. Let me say this. I believe, and I want you to respond to this, Doug. I believe God's people are more antagonistic to the truth than they'd ever admit. Because as long as everything you and I are talking about that's coming, Ebola, ladies and gentlemen, they ain't kicking your door under a lockdown. Here's what I want, and I'll let you respond, Doug. I'm sorry. They kick in the doors. You don't get to go out during the time you're locked down until they come and kick the doors, and then they take you away. These monsters and these monsters, what they have in store, I'm saying, God, save your people. I know people now, and they thought I was, that's not biblical. I said, I've been warned years ago, you can no longer pray for your country, Steve. Pray for your people. Pray for my people. Pray for the family of God. Because, ladies and gentlemen, that's a, you know, remember this. Abraham, even when his successful prayer resulted in the people of God leaving the city because the city was destroyed. Most people, and I'm going to share this, Doug, most Christians that respond to me, well, if God wants me to go, especially the ones on the west side of the Cascades, he'd just tell me. He wouldn't need you to do it. And I said, well, then why did you waste your time listening to me? Oh, and oh, by the way, did you see those 600 earthquakes clustering around Medford, Oregon yesterday? That's been that way for the last so many months. And oh, don't dismiss the Washington clusters. I can't say this. You know, the problem with earthquakes is that when people don't feel them under their own feet, it really becomes irrelevant. It's only irrelevant as long as the shoreline doesn't change. And I can tell you point blank from people in that world, they're terrified of what's going to happen, because even the preliminary estimates of a 9 to a 10.5 earthquake, way too low. The reason why Mount Tambora and all of the earthquakes are being, edited out and not allowed to be published is because the Pacific plate, this is the Pacific plate, is pressing into the North American plate, but it's being intercepted by the Cascadia subduction and the Cascadia plate and also the, what, Farallon plate. So the whole Cascadia subduction zone, something's got to give. And when it gives, I'll tell you what, it will change the history of America. Now, why is this important? Because every day, yesterday, Russia announced that they are going to fire 3 of their Satan II missiles. Did you see that, Doug?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I'm not 100%. I mean, I know what it, yes, I saw it. I know what it means. I know what, but what are the bigger implications behind
that? Okay, the bigger implications are, is that each one of those warheads, or each one of those missiles has 24 warheads. And, you know, they can call them FOBs, fractional orbital bomb systems. They can call them whatever they want. But that's 72 cities in America disappear in less than 2 minutes. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you this. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Somebody asked me, they said it's going to be a test, but is it going, and how, and by the way, Hal Turner, he put it up. I verified it. I crashed, Doug, last night. And then I got up at midnight and couldn't go back to sleep. You know, I got maybe 2 hours of sleep. So I apologize if I'm, you know, not coming clearly through. But the point is that notice the name of it. Notice the name of it. Satan II. Satan also. Ladies and gentlemen, that means each missile has 24 either atomic weapons in its warhead, or it can have EMP. The Russians call their EMP weapons the weapon of indignation. The Bible commands the Christians to come and hide themselves until God's indignation is past, until God no longer will tolerate the sin, the butchery, the debauchery. And you know what we should start calling the debauchery? We should start calling it debauchery. D-E, maybe hyphen, B-U-T-C-H-E-R-Y. Debauchery. We've got debauchery, we got debauchery, and we got that destruction. I'm making that D, D-E, destruction. And then we have the devastation. You know, again, this is why I really believe that the extinction protocols, it's not just one thing, it's everything. global drought now. The drought in the desert Southwest is becoming so problematic. And if people understand where the population density that takes the water of the Colorado River is, excuse me, you can see what that means. It means the greatest migration, in my opinion, in human history will take place in the United States over water in the coming years. Canada should be furious. Guess who owns your water? Not you guys. Hydro-Quebec, all secret deals with secret multinational conglomerates. And guess what? They want to glom on to all your stuff. The natural resources, we're seeing record prices going to the grocery store. Every time my wife goes to the grocery store, I have one question when she comes back. How much?
That sounds familiar.
Huh?
It sounds familiar, my brother.
Yep. Yep. And because I don't go shopping for oranges and lemons and smoothie stuff. By the way, a recipe for smoothies is really good. I used to not like smoothie green drinks. But I got to admit, you know, that's really good. Even Rhonda told me, she said, man, Steve, when I take that, you know, I'm not selling anything. I'm just telling you the smoothie stuff, produce and meat. You know, Doug, also chicken. There's a, do you see the story? There's a lack of chicken.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yep.
And I said on my comment, I said, maybe a lack of chicken with the feathery kind, but there's sure no lack of chickens with the two-legged kind.
Amen to that. And by the way, lack of chicken wings too, which really kind of got me upset, but that's all. But yeah, chicken shortage. There it is on your screen. And you're right, Steve. I mean, there's no lack of, chicklets in the manosphere of the United States, of the world, actually.
And Doug, here's the thing. We see the Gates plan for global population destruction. We see it. We see the words of George Orwell coming to pass. We see Animal Farm kicking into gear. We see Huxley. We see the works of Francis Schaeffer, Death in the City. He is there. These are titles of books. He is there and he is not silent. That may have been written by, I think, I don't know. It's either Francis Schaeffer or Os Guinness, O-S-G-I-E-U. But Death in the City, Francis Schaeffer pretty much took Jeremiah 50:51 and some other passages in Jeremiah and showed that the cities would die in America. And if anybody hasn't been to the western states lately, I'm south of Kalispell, Montana. I'm in Bozeman. We're the southwest corner, right where you see it coming into Wyoming below us. And I believe the law enforcement told a friend of mine up there that in the last year, there have been, you're going to hear this number, 40,000 people relocate into the area or staying in hotels waiting for housing to become available. Doug, the exodus is already on. Those who know Montana, you've got Flathead Lake up there. Glacier is pretty much due east of Whitefish, Montana, you know, 30, 40 miles. And what's happening is people are relocating. The RV business is exploding. You know, I mean, even in Bozeman, we still have an RV store, but I mean, it's a huge thing. And you go by there, and I'd say for the first time in history, it's been there a long time, you can only see maybe a quarter of the lot filled. I go to, and I talk to people in the RV business, and they say, man, everything's on back order. And I say this, disorder brings back order. And so when you see, oh, well, that's just the RVers, it's not going to bother me. Well, how about propane? How about toilet paper? How about, and I got to tell you something, focus on what goes into your mouth on a ratio of 4-1, at least 3-1, because you can't souffle toilet paper. It's unwise in the first place because, you know, here's the deal. I think there was a prophecy. I don't know it. I don't know where I read it. Somebody sent it to me and said, did you see this prophecy? And I said, no, what was the bottom line? That when the toilet paper runs out, so do your freedoms. And I thought, well, that's an interesting thing. How many people would put toilet paper and freedom together? The ability to have selection. We used to have, what do they call it? Grocery selection, vegetable selection, canned goods selection. Everything's getting tough. Somebody sent me an email yesterday. A major food chain on the East Coast is limiting everything to so many cases meaning 12 or less. You can't get it. And there's nothing in the pipeline that can satisfy the desire when people panic. And Doug, that's what I'm worried about. People are going to panic. So I'm saying this because I don't know where we'll go in the second hour of your podcast, but I'm saying this, people, the time to acquire is just about out, run out. And when you can no longer acquire, then you're basically left either to your own devices or your own stockpile or your own little place in the woods with fresh water. I want to say this to everybody that's looking at buying land. The single most stupid, and I've been in this business not selling land, don't have a real estate license, but watching failed homestead, one right after the other. Somebody wants to buy 20 acres in Montana for $20,000. That was what it was years ago, no longer that way. But the point is there's no water. Well, I'll just drill a well. Well, you can barely afford the land. You can't afford a 2,000-foot well, at least in Montana. I don't know where the other places are. There's this, what I would call, want to run to the woods, but what you get once you get there, what do you do in the woods? You know, we all watch I love the Alaska Frontier movies. I love, Homestead Rescue. Man, the guy that's the head guy in that, Marty, I wonder, that guy can go around with an open shirt in the coldest temperature, and yet, what an amazing man. He goes in and rescues homesteaders who just didn't think it through. So here's the thing, Doug. Anybody who's planning on being somewhere else should basically, in my opinion, be using the June 15th cutoff date. Because, and it may be impossible. What I recommend to people is if you're on a city on the East Coast, go into the Appalachians, the Catskills, and rent a house, rent a cabin, rent whatever you can rent, but get away from the coast. Make sure you find out about their municipal water supply. Do they have one? Do they have sewers that function? Because at that point, and this is what I can't articulate well enough, what happens? Here's a hard question. What happens when everything changes and nothing or nothing remains the same? What happens when everything changes? What happens? No power. What happens? No hello phones. The satellite phones, that's one of the things, that's the last opportunity anybody has to be able to communicate sat phone to sat phone. Even if there's no power on the ground, even if there is any type of cell tower meltdown, push down, take out, the satellite phone, still you can talk satellite phone to satellite phone with no interruption.
And Steve, if I can just jump in here and say this, folks, please do me a favor. And this is a phone right now. I can actually, if everything else was down, I could talk to Steve using this satellite phone. Please go to the satellite phone store. Go to Steve's website. SteveQuayle.com and click on the link to the satellite phone store or to Hagman Report. Click on the link to the satellite phone store. There it is right there. The SQ Immersat, iSat phone, 2 satellite phone. Steve worked out a great deal with the owners of this company. You actually receive the phone free and you sign up for a plan. It's really not that much more expensive than a cell phone plan. And I'll tell you what, this will save your bacon. So please, folks, support this broadcast, support Steve and I, support everything that we're trying to do. But more importantly, protect yourself. Go to the satellite phone store. Just go to stevequayle.com, click the link, or hagmanreport.com, click the link, and check it out, because it is something that you really need to have and need to do. And I'm not going to say much about this, but there's a project titled Galileo that's coming out that you're really going to want to be a part of. And that's really, I just can't wait for that to really take off. So satellite phone store. .com off of stevequayle.com and hagmanreport.com. Steve, I just want to say thank you for bringing that up, because they are some great people there, and they'll help you, they'll give you what you need, tell you what you need, and walk you through the process. So thank you for that, Steve.
Well, and I want to make it clear too, those of you who look to my website, for instance, from tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I'll be where I need my satellite phone. And there won't be any internet, so I won't be uploading a lot of stories over that. But I know this, I can stay in contact, and if anybody in my immediate organization needs to get a hold of me, they do it. So what I'm really discouraged with is, as you probably saw the article, Doug, when I told people that one of the smartest scientists I've ever met in my life said, when your cell phone is on in your bedroom, or it's off in your bedroom, that this can act as echolocation, like a bat uses to fly. And literally they can identify where you're sleeping by the sound. Obviously the sound, well, maybe I can't say it that way, but the sound that people breathe through their nose or breathe through their mouth, and they can use smart weapons, smart ammunition to take out people from 10 miles away. Just because this matter is a radar beam going around your whole room. And if you sleep, Doug, in the north, I'm just making this up, the northeast corner of your house, or I sleep in the, I don't know where I sleep, you know, I jump around and walk around. So let's say I slept in the southwest corner of my house. That's when I slept. They can watch that. They can even track motion. People said, that isn't true. Yeah. Guess what? The Daily Mail just carried the story yesterday. And see, this is like trying to get people to understand that the world is different. For instance, if I told you guys, this is real, that one of the most famous places on the planet, Skinwalker Ranch, those of you who came to the Branson presentation of Answering the Alien Question, is one of the largest fallen angel alien bases in the world, that literally goes down 1,000 feet on multiple levels. Would you believe me? Probably not. Some would, but most wouldn't. And ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who have not read the Vatican's preparatory, if you will, thesis by Guy Comsalagno, that Tom Horn, kudos to Tom. There's nobody that knows the Catholic Church's position better than Tom Horn. There's nobody. As it relates to the coming deception, the Antichrist, Wormwood, Apophis, how Islam and Catholicism are going to merge, how the one world government is coming into play, what happens when the aliens show up and the Catholics say, these are our space brothers. God created everything, and therefore these were created by God. Uh-uh, they're not. The desire for the total information awareness, as I said it before, and it needs to be reinforced, is just the devil trying to technologically equal God by knowing everything he can know in real time. The tragedy is, Doug, that the Antichrist can come on the scene with all lying signs and wonders, and the signs and wonders have pretty much, I guess I should say this, I wonder about the signs and wonders that I no longer see, yet I know that when the AC comes on the scene, he'll deceive with all lying signs and wonders. Does that make sense?
It does. So, yes.
Yeah. So here's the takeaway from this right now. Ladies and gentlemen, whether you want to believe it, whether you care to believe it, you, I, me, my children, your children, our grandchildren, your grandchildren are scheduled to be done away with one way or the other. Human reproduction has been assassinated. The shedding of the spike protein, I'm told, at 21 days is where you get your issues. And the word, I believe Dr. Tenpenny corrected everybody, it should be transmitting. So this is the gift that keeps on giving, that takes away the life of the living. The gift that keeps on giving, that literally takes your life away. So it's one thing to take your breath away. It's another thing to take your life away. Doug, everybody that I know who is arguing with their mates, this is dividing households, you guys. I would ask myself, I'm in that age area, and thank God for all your intercession for Doug and myself, but I'm in the time of, I talked to somebody, brilliant man, you know him off of Alex Jones' show. He and his wife, 77, both got the double vaccines. Why is it? And look, again, you can apply this. God's people, I'm not denying that Christians are taking it. I'm just saying I'm denying that they're being given true answers. And why is it the First Amendment has to be done away with first? Somebody said, well, that's because no, not that. It's because without freedom of speech, there are no other freedoms. Well, I got the Second Amendment. You ready to do what you need to do? The only thing that the Luciferian Globus Satanists are worried about are trained individuals who know what small unit tactics are, who know what guerrilla warfare is, and that's why, believe it or not, the powers that be come together to try and entrap people in these groups. Never join a group. I'm just telling you that. Unless God has told you to, and there are signatures, and you know that you know that you know the people. Doug, I'm seeing some crazy, I can't say that word, crazy stuff going on in the virtual conference world. Just crazy stuff. You know?
Yep.
Go ahead.
No, and I'm, look, I think I know what you're referring to, and I'm seeing it happen in the alternative media. I'm seeing it happen in the conservative and Christian circle. I mean, there's some really strange things taking place, and there seems to be this, as you pointed out and consistently point out, you know, people are given over to a certain delusion, and I think that that's really evident today. It's just amazing to see things I never thought I would see somebody do or say, or take a specific position. They're doing it now, and you know, you mentioned earlier too about husband and wives. You know, this is ruining relationships. Oh, Bill and Melinda Gates. Anyway, that's something totally different. But yeah, you know, it seems to me that there are a lot of things taking place concurrently, and we're looking for some sort of, or I'm watching for a confluence of events that I think that's going to really set people on their ears coming up.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, I came up with a new term. I don't think I've used it on your show, Doug. I used it on my podcast, which is Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Or if I don't do it Friday, sometimes I do it Saturday, depending on my schedule. And it's Q file subscription, $9.95 a month, $100 a year. But also you get two written, pretty astonishing alerts. I think the last alert I sent out on the alien deception was the most well-received, most well-read, and most responded to thing. People said, wow. We established, for those of you who support and supported Doug on our, whatever fundraiser, And I put out a 38-page PDF, courtesy of Daniel Holding's Talents, Skills, and Abilities. And that thing had huge impact. I'm told that two very prominent people in the military said, I won't use their word, but I'll substitute hell. How the hell can he know that? My answer to all who watch this program, who are recording every word, there is a God in heaven that maketh known what the king's thoughts and dreams are in the night. God honors his word to his people, Doug. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and God gives his people lack of knowledge, but they reject it. The message can't be denied even after the messenger has died. Look at what effect the book of Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Zechariah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Malachi. Look at all the minor and major prophets. And the most minor prophet I know is Obadiah. Obadiah, that infamous one verse, though you set your nest amongst the stars, yet will I bring ye down. Certainly isn't talking about NASA. You know, it certainly isn't talking about Musk, anybody else that wants to go to space. No, it's not talking about that. That's talking about the habitation of the fallen angels, that at some point all those guys, entities, get kicked out and they come to Earth knowing their time is short. And Doug, this is the thing that I'm wrestling with this morning, wrestling with it maybe last night, which caused me so much sleep. Lord, I know you've told me, and he has, there's no blood on my hands. He told me that. I used to be terrified of not telling people who would listen about the lateness of the hour, about the days we now live in 34 years ago. Being told by certain pastors, we don't believe that. Of course you don't, I say, because you've led your sheep to the slaughter. How dare you? Nope, I dare. If you're not preparing the sheep, pastors, and leading them beside still waters and feeding them beside still waters and being on guard for the enemies of the sheep that God once entrusted you with, you better fear, because judgment begins at the house of God. God, you know, nobody gets away with anything.
Is it fair to say, Steve, and I want to just make this clear, for pastors, Catholic priests, but pastors primarily, and this is important, or those who act as pastors, whether or not ordained officially or not, but they're acting as a pastor would act. And if they're held to a higher standard by God, right? I mean,
yes.
Okay. So if they mislead intentionally or unintentionally, it ain't going to be a good thing, obviously, for them. I mean, they're going to be, the judgment will be more harsh against them than someone not called to that duty,
sure.
Right?
Out of your mouth, the Lord said, out of your own mouth will I convict you. I know there are people that are the furthest thing from pastors. They call themselves pastor. That's just like you calling yourself Mr. Doug or, you know, Hagman, Mr.
Or doctor. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I mean, they call us, well, that's nice if they call us that. But the point is that he who takes on himself a position of spiritual authority must protect his sheep against spiritual abuse. And spiritual abuse, we're watching it in the Hillsong, aren't we? We're watching two of their pastors, by the way, I might suggest they have skinny jeans. That's significant. I don't even want to make it so obvious, but it's significant. Who believe that the ladies in the congregation are the comfort sisters. You know what comfort sisters are? They don't use the term, but they use the women. A comfort sister is nothing more than someone who sexually services the man of God. I won't even tell you how I learned that, by the way, not in, quote, needing one, wanting one. These are for the men of God who are ministering the word of God, They have certain needs. This is what it was told to me. They have certain needs, Brother Steve. And that man of God can't stand the pulpit of God and preach the word if his needs haven't been satisfied. Huh? My Bible says, deny yourself, take up your cross. I'm not making this up. I'm not, Doug. I know all liars go into the lake of fire, and I don't want to go there. The adultery, the fornication, the perversion, everything that God speaks against in Romans and the Word of God is present in a lot of the Christian churches. They're not Christian churches, but they claim to be. Jesus said his name is blasphemed through us amongst the Gentiles. The importance of this hour, these 2 hours we're spending today, Doug, I hope here's the, and you know, I overuse the term. I love it. Bottom line. If you only get this thing, it was one thing. I can't tell you if we've got this much time, or this much time, and everything is less than a year. But now that the illuminous globalist blood-sucking parasites, vampirical haters of God are on the loose, they don't stop. You can't turn them back with political prowess. Most people that are looking for what? You're looking for a Republican majority in the Senate, a Republican majority in the House? You saw Mick, you saw Slick Mick Romney from Utah get booed by the Republicans. Yet he had the, maybe not that word, yet he had the gall to go and pretend like, well, I've been booed before. I vote my conscience. No, you don't. You vote like everybody. Everybody, with the exception of those who haven't been bought off. So everybody who's been bought off, they don't vote their conscience. They vote their benefactors' largesse.
They're political prostitutes, Steve.
Yep, yeah. Yep. And so here's the thing, Doug. I mean, again, I stand against those people that say, oh, I just can't wait to 2024. I don't think you make it through 2021. I'd be surprised. And if you do, I'll say, thank you, Jesus. But the same process, the same swamp preachers, which now have only multiplied, you can't stop piranhas from eating on whatever flesh once the first bite is taken. Once the first bite is taken, Doug, it's over. Whether it's an animal or a human, when piranhas, they go for it, they devour everything inside. Same thing with communism.
Okay, to that end, Steve, I wanted to ask you this. I thought of it earlier today, and I just thought of it again. What was then, based on what you're seeing right now, based on what you're saying right now as well, what we're all seeing, and you had mentioned as well mid-June as being, you know, you might want to be where you want to be mid-June. Things are happening quicker. So my question, however, is this. What were the last 4 years, the 4 years under the leadership, American leadership of Donald Trump? What was that all about then? What did that somehow show, expose the roots of evil to some extent? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because Doug, for years, 7 years before, you know, when you and I were doing shows, I don't know, you've got a great memory, but you remember when I said, before God allows Russia and China to destroy the United States in a nuclear attack, he'll reveal the sins of the leaders to the people and the people's sins before a holy God. Think back, ladies and gentlemen. We saw it all, from child sex trafficking to cannibalism restaurants to everything that was gross, everything that was disgusting. Every form, well, not every form, but a majority of that which used to be perverted is now called what? Untouchable. So, Doug, in my opinion, that was a parenthetical time that God did hear the prayers of his people, but the people didn't use that parenthetical insert to basically be the salt of the earth. You know why? because, and I stand by this statement, I voted for President Trump. I told everybody why I voted for him. I said from the beginning, before he was even on anybody's radar, I think George Norrie asked me, you know, I said something like, Trump's going to run for president before he did. And he said, well, is that an endorsement? I said, yeah, I know who hates him. I said, everybody who hates him pretty much hates me. So the point is that I want people to understand something. I told one guy, I broke fellowship with one guy, a guy who had been one of my listeners for years. He accused me, and he did. He accused me of basically destroying the president's chances for re-election or something like that. So I wrote him back. I wish you could read the email. I wrote him back an email and said this. Brother, well, you were looking at a man to deliver you. I was looking at Jesus. Well, you were hoping that that man would deliver you. I knew he wouldn't. And I went through a bunch of stuff like that. And we don't communicate anymore. Doug, I'm amazed at and I've said this on your program, but it's even coming to pass now, the last 24 hours of my life. The people that say, I love you, brother. God bless you, brother Doug. I'm with you, brother Doug. Blah, 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 blah. 1 24-hour period. The thank yous turn to F yous. Seriously.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about a literal case. God put me in your life. No, he didn't. You were to help me. No, I wasn't. People live only for one thing, and it's hard. We all want to be accepted. In an age of rejection, in an age of everything at isolation, quarantine, live for the well done, thou good and faithful servant. The most powerful statement I think God has ever given to me to share with his people when it came to keeping your eyes on Jesus is, remember, Steve, one day they're crying Hosanna. Within days, they're saying, crucify him. Think about all the people you've ever known, brothers and sisters, listeners. Have you ever been betrayed by a friend? Have you ever thought someone would stick with you instead of sticking it to you? Have you ever wondered why? Have you wondered why? Well, I'm saying don't wonder anymore. Be cautious, be prayerful, be interceding, but be careful who you welcome. And ladies, let me say this, as someone who wants to protect every single woman out there, for your sakes, beware of fake vulture men who claim to be survivalists, who may show up in a fellowship. Talk the talk and walk the walk. Let me share this. Look at their car they drive. Look at how they conduct themselves.
1972 Vega. Yeah.
Say that again.
1974 Vega. Yes.
Well, I mean, I tell you this, and I got to share this with you. A family comes in from Texas. You ask yourself, how many children, a mom and a dad, can you put into an old Buick station wagon? Simple answer. And everything they own? I have no idea. They show up at my old store. This is years ago, but it really happened. It's happening now more too. That's why I've gone incognito, incommunicado, and I won't meet with anybody except my clients, my metals clients. The amount of gall. And someone said, we're here. Somebody said, finish the story, Steve. Yeah, I will. We're here because God told us to come and you take care of us. I forget the guy's name. True story. And I said, brother, I won't even use his name because I don't know who listens to this, but let's just call him Brother John. Not Friar Tuck, Brother John. And the deal is Little John. No, not that either. I said, you came here because you listened to me on the radio? Well, yes, sir. We believe you hear from God. I said, then here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to fill your tank with gas. I'm going to give you money to get home wherever you want to go. I'll give you the money I did for hotels all the way. And I said, brother, one thing you got to know, God never spoke to me to take you in. God never told me to take you in. And you can tell me he did tell me to take you in, but unless he tells me, I don't believe it's the Lord. The guy turned around, Doug, and took off. But what I'm saying to this, you know, of course we can't say names, but how many people have you and I either known individually or separately that wanted something from you or I that turned on us in an instant?
too many, you know, and that's the thing. I laugh because otherwise I would be in tears. I mean, you know, look, I try, and I know you try to be. We try to be transparent, open. I mean, we are who we are. We're not, and we give of ourselves. Now, this is not about us, but I think it's more about the situation in general, because I'll bet you everyone listening right now can relate to this, where they kind of open their hearts, and all of a sudden, the person they open their hearts to, they're holding it in their hand and saying, hey, look what I got. I ripped it out of your chest. You know, I mean, maybe not to that extent, but you know what I mean. It's always,
Well, they may not hold your heart in their hand, but they sure want to make sure that your heart ends up broken or destroyed, or even another word. Let's use this word, where you lose faith in people. What's that called? There's a word, not disenfranchised. Oh, discouraged. Okay.
Discouraged. Yeah.
Yeah. It's easy. So here's what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen. Even now I can tell friends on my email. I had one guy said, Steve, I can't take anymore. I said, brother, then just take a break. If you can't take anymore, imagine the information that comes across our desk that we have to sort. And the only way we can do it, you guys, is because of your prayers. Your prayers mean everything. And Doug, that's something I want people to understand. When somebody says, I don't have any money to give, I said, do you pray? I said, yes. I said, just keep praying. And with the people that don't have the means, I pray, God, give them the means. Seriously, if they're praying for us, and Doug, your listeners, my listeners, viewers, etc., are the most generous people I've ever come across.
Amen.
I got to tell you guys, the widows, the orphans, the vets, the people so desperate for life. I keep saying that over and over because I want you guys to understand something. How many times have you sat at church listening to contradictory sermons that have nothing to do with your life reality or anything related, versus somebody that says, you know, John, Mary, sister, family, whatever your names are, I'm so glad to see you today because I thank my God in remembrance of you every day. Ain't going to happen. I must build my kingdom. I must, you know, shake the people down. Maybe shake the people down. I must build my kingdom and shake the sheeple down. New nursery rhyme or whatever it would be. The bottom line is that, Doug, we are a vanishing species before the eyes of the people. All alt news will be destroyed.
There you go.
All of us.
Yep.
And then probably some of our critics will devour themselves if there's still communication. Because, ladies and gentlemen, truth is at war with the prince of lies. He's going to make sure all truth tellers end up dying. He's going to make sure that he, the enemy, Satan, gives every Christian the opportunity, and this is what blows my mind, Doug, to cooperate in their own death. Cooperate in their own death. In Montana, they want to vaccinate 2 to 11-year-olds. I can do you quick and dirty math. You can find stories on the internet. That's just because of the money they're going to. In essence, quote Bill Gates, there's nothing more profitable in the world than vaccines. And by inference, generating what is it, diseases. I think someone told me, and I didn't know this, and I stand corrected. I think a nurse said that by a time a child gets to be 15, 16, they want to give them a total of 60 vaccines.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I've got a list of vaccines, Steve, from our local school board. I requested this, the schedule of vaccinations. And I think it was like 56 by 16 years of age.
Okay.
That included boosters and such. All right. So, I mean, that was the entire list, but yes. And you know something, and I thought you were, I shouldn't say, I thought it was an overstatement about the Nuremberg, trials, you know, Nuremberg, doctor trials. But the fact of the matter is the United States government, we prosecuted Nazi doctors for human experimentation, and what we're seeing today is exactly what we prosecuted the Nuremberg doctors, or, you know, doctors in Nuremberg back in 46 for. And
but see, Doug, here's the problem. And I brought that up years ago. There's others, too. Who's going to prosecute it? The world court? Who's going to prosecute it? Who's going to prosecute it? They will prosecute Christians for hate crimes sooner than they will prosecute murderers of children, women and men for the greatest, and I want to hear this word, the greatest Holocaust, the greatest mass death. There's never been anything in history up until this point, nor will be again. Those are the words of Jesus. And I'd say this, those of you who get offended about what Jesus is saying, why don't you just call your walk a non-existent walk? Doug, I see by inference, stupidity, or vanity, and one other thing, you know, by just evil, people contradicting Jesus' words and thinking, well, I know what my feelings are. Your feelings? Are you kidding me? Your feelings are based on your emotions. Your emotions can be wrong. Well, God told me. He doesn't tell you anything that's contrary to the word of God. So here's what I say. I say these entities, let me define entities, what you see as human beings on the television screen many times are not human beings. They're replacements. The Bible teaches that Satan himself can manifest as an angel of light, how much more so as angels. So, ladies and gentlemen, at this point, I've said this, Doug, I've said on your show too, the most important gift of the Holy Ghost at this time in history is the discerning of spirits, coupled with the wisdom of Almighty God to know what to do with it.
But what you just said there, and I'm going to say this with a fair amount of pride, what you just said there, going back to your statement about entities, you know, that's going to earn you a spot on Wingnuts of the Week, okay? But I agree with you wholeheartedly on that. And I think people need to explore that a little bit more from a scripture and a biblical perspective and from what you've said in the past and currently state.
Well, having been called a wing nut,
yeah.
I'll tell you this. If it weren't for wing nuts, all the loose screws would come apart at the seams and they'd take civilization down with them. And I thought it was a great compliment by some leftist rag to call me a wing nut.
Yeah.
And my immediate response was, but the wing nuts hold everything together. And when you get rid of the wing nuts, all you loose screws will fall out of your place and it will all fall apart. And I'm talking civilization.
Good
so,
response.
Doug,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, when they say to go, you know what, myself, I say, well, it sounds like somebody already did that to your brain because it's irrelevant to our conversation. And see, this is the thing. When conversation ceases, communication ends. And that's why the thing that terrifies these entities mm-hmm. more than anything in the world. By the way, it talks about entities in the Bible. Oh, you got to get rid of the Bible, too.
Oh, yeah.
I said the day of the Bible would become illegal. Watch what's happening with our brave brother pastors in Canada. You know, standing against the machine. Standing against the machine. Listen, you get 5, 10, 15 guys in little black SWAT suits and body armor and PASGAT helmets and MP5 suppressed H&K machine guns, knee pads, ball pads, not ballparks, testicle zone protection. All the other things that, you know, come to arrest a woman in the wee hours of the morning. Armored cars, helicopters overhead. That's called SOF, show of force. Again, ladies and gentlemen, there's no cavalry coming. There is no cavalry coming. There is Calvary coming. Calvary meaning Jesus. We all know what military pride gets. And Doug, I want to share something. Henry Gruber's vision that's on the front page of my site in the Henry Gruber tribute box. One of the most profound visions he had at Carnarvon Castle in Wales was when the Russians attacked the United States. We couldn't defend ourselves because the command, control, and communication, it was shown to him as radio towers, the signals would go out and then fall immediately to the ground. Well, the United States was spending trillions on defense. The Russians and Chinese were looking at everything that was available to them, and it was available to them since Bill Clinton's presidency, reverse engineering and saying, we can do this better. Now you have 72 warheads waiting on Satan II missile launchers. Anybody's guess? I think I know exactly what President Putin's saying. Do you understand the capability of our weapons? Most people don't. In essence, one mother missile bursts 24 baby missiles, all nuclear, all they have EMP warheads, and 72 cities disappear. Henry Gruber also saw at the time of the Russian invasion of the United States, the entire West Coast volcanoes going off and the invaders being met with massive amounts of volcanic ash. So they literally couldn't get over the Cascade region. But the amount of people dying, which would be west of the Cascade region, was innumerable. And it was such a overwhelming release of geologic energy that the invading armies turned and went back to their country. But all over the West, there were like bubbled areas of protection. They call cities a refuge, where the people were praying. And as the armies would come in, they would literally part and go around the bubbles because God was protecting his people. Does God give that protection to everyone? Absolutely not. God gives protection to those who appropriate and claim his protection. That's why the functional authority and that which represents Christendom to the world. Man, you look at all the occult shows. You look at all those shows on mythology. You look at anything on the History Channel, the Travel Channel, Discovery. Everything is going to ghost hunting or Skinwalker Ranch or Bigfoot. They're putting a full court press on it. Most people can't take one of those things showing up, let alone all of them at once. All of them at once. That's why it's so critical, ladies and gentlemen, for you to pray for discernment. Doesn't matter if it's me or somebody else. Don't believe it because of the messenger. Take the message to the Word of God. Take the message to the Word of God. See if you're holding a religious position that can't be justified by the Word. And if you're feeling uneasy because, man, things are getting really crappy and I'm still here, that may be your first step in the right direction. Time is no longer our friend. when 2021 hit and you watched the destruction of the entire foundation of the United States of America, I believe you could literally feel the presence of the living God departing from America. If you know this, ladies and gentlemen, just go walk any place and notice the joylessness. So you may see some people laughing. I also see some people with their whiskey chugging and chuckling. But look at the stores. Look at the whole vitality. That blessed is a nation whose God is God. It's gone, Doug. It's gone. It's over. And I understand how that statement really infuriates people.
But is it gone on a wholesale level, or is it gone in a manner that, for example, you spoke, and I'm going to go back to the volcanic ash story that you spoke of. Okay, if you think about that, that would be a geographically
specific.
Yeah, thank you. I'm a little.
No, I understand.
Yeah. So
I'm about ready to send you an email and saying, Doug, what helped you? NyQuil? And I'm just kidding.
No, I'm telling you what, man. You know, I've got this bottle of I don't know what it is. It's, you had a sign for it. I got a straw in it, and it seemed to help. But anyway, I'm kidding, of course, folks. Please don't send me. Here come the ATF. Let them in, Eric. Okay. Or no, that would be the DEA. Yeah, I'm sorry. So are we talking about a wholesale or a specific situation?
A selected area of judgment?
Yeah, yeah.
As to their sins, so shall their judgment be.
All right.
Started that statement 26 years ago. But the New Madrid has got problems too. The East Coast has got real problems because based on all the flights up and down the East Coast are underwater volcanoes, which are called seamounts, becoming very active. And some of them recently discovered, meaning in the last 2 years. So this is what's interesting. God uses evil to punish evil and then punishes the evil that punished evil. And I think that's covered under the scripture. He taketh the wicked in their own devices. I don't know. According to George Washington's vision, there is a vestige left to start over. But then I don't know how that relates to the second coming, because there'll be people alive on earth when Jesus returns. There'll be people during the millennial reign of Jesus Christ that will have to give the same free will offer to the Lord to accept him or not. Because it even talks about during the millennial reign of Jesus Christ, there'll be nations that hate the fact that Jesus is on earth. And they'll be commanded to send ambassadors to come up to Jerusalem once a year. While the nations won't. And then those nations that won't, interestingly enough, suffer the same place as Egypt. God is consistent. It's given man once once to die and then the judgment. But also, life is a battlefield. It's a minefield. It's absolutely a field of nightmares. So I'm trying to answer your question, but it gets, maybe this is the best way to say it. I'm not skirting your question. It gets way worse than you see the light of the tunnel.
That answers it. I get that.
Yeah. So, you know, again, I've asked the Lord, let me give your people a warning, a time. He said, what does my word say? And he said, a season. We're in the season, Doug. I can't tell the day nor the hour. By the way, that has nothing to do with seeing the signs and lateness of the hour. That has everything to do with the physical time of Jesus Christ's return to the earth, in which Jesus said, no man, no, not even the sun knows that. So we've got to get our Bible verses not only memorized, but we have to understand the nature of judgment. When God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, there were other cities. They escaped, but they knew what had happened. The book of Revelation tells the kings and the merchants of the earth are the kings of the earth stand off as mystery Babylon burns. New York. People say, I don't believe that. Don't. You don't have to believe anything, but you better realize that anything we're talking about comes to pass, and it will. It changes everything in your life. Everything will change. And Doug, that's why I said in a moment of time, Bible says sudden destruction. I don't know what's going on in Florida with the nuclear materials, but those counts per minute are off the chart, okay? That's a hot zone. And I'm sure that the military's on it and people may see helicopters and everything. But I want people to understand our greatest threat doesn't just come from Russian submarines off our coast, including the Gulf Coast. It comes from the interregional ballistic missiles that Iran has placed in Venezuela. The old argument, does Iran have a nuclear weapon? That's the dumbest argument I've ever heard. Back in 1999, I remember talking about this on your show. The AP carried a story that the seismometers indicated that Iran had detonated a nuclear weapon. Well, that's a big deal. But we now hear, well, we've got to destroy the uranium enrichment plant. Iran had enough petrodollars to go out and buy completed warheads, completed triggering devices, completed, they could get all the polonium they wanted, nuclear trigger, they could get all of the the Crichtons, they can get anything. It was like Pakistan was selling everything and anything nuclear to whoever could pay the price. All that technology is out there. So if someone's building a dirty bomb, my guess is they're going to head it north. And the proximity of the hot zone indicates to me, I don't know if you've seen it, Doug, I can send you the link, indicates to me that the missile materials, the warhead, came in on the ocean. Can somebody tell me the country that's directly below the Isthmus of Florida?
Would that be, let me think. Oh, this is tough. Geography. Cuba.
Cuba.
Cuba. Yes.
Cuba.
Yeah. Cuba. That's where I got my cigars from.
What a lot of people don't understand is the submarine base, the underwater submarine base at Cienfuegos Bay, that's my best attempt at pronouncing that, is still active. So it's not a big deal to get radioactive materials into that, the Florida area, if you're doing it underwater. Underwater, that's why you have, you know, water over reactors, because water absorbs part of the emissions of the, you know, the beta waves, alpha, beta, gamma. The ideal time for a false flag will be to get maximum penetration and instill maximum fear. There is no fear of God in the land. There isn't any. There's none. I'm talking about reverential awe. I'm talking about we bow our heads and go, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. God, thank you in Jesus' name for redeeming me. Thank you, Lord. And the attitude of thanksgiving, Doug, goes a long way in the ability to cope with what we're seeing. How many of you, honestly, how many of you need coping skills? Hello, I need coping skills. I need, I can't say it, but I will. MCS. You know what that is? Somebody says, you shouldn't call anybody a moron. That's moron coping skills. My answer to that statement is that people shouldn't act like it. They shouldn't. Well, who are you to define? I said, I don't have to define. They already defined it in their email. Well, why do you pay attention to the email? Because sometimes the names will be so like someone I know that isn't a screwball. So, Doug, here's the deal. We now have stories again of people going crazy in the country and trying to chew people's ears off in real time. You know?
You know, Steve, I didn't tell you this, and I didn't say anything about this before, but I'm on a news list. I get certain bulletins from law enforcement. And two different occasions over the last week, there have been cannibalistic attacks in the United States. Okay. Now, none of this has made major media at all. And if it did, it certainly wasn't portrayed as that. But you're talking, I mean, I'm talking about like that bath salts, you know, so-called bath salts incident in Florida. People might remember that. But yeah, so I don't know. I mean, there's something that's not right here, obviously. And you know something, I mentioned this earlier, and I'll just say this, for whatever people think of Billy Graham or whatever, the fact of the matter is, he was the one that introduced 70 years ago, the movement, maybe not him, the movement, stood in our nation's capital and led the United States into prayer, into fasting, into repentance, and into salvation. And just in one stroke of a pen or lack thereof, Biden reduced it to a non-God worshiping event, where liberals or the communists in our country, they worship not God, but government. They worship, or they take, their stock is in fear. And, their enemy, of course, is the people of God and Christians. And I feel sad for that because we're supposed to be the beacon on the hill. I just want to throw that in.
And we're supposed to be salt of the earth.
Yes.
Well, salt of the earth doesn't say, hi, I'm road mix, walk on me, grind me into the, and listen, you know the old statement, life's a grind? Well, the bottom line is the Bible says that the devil's last day's ploy is to make war on the saints and wear them out. How do you wear something out? By overuse? Yeah. By dangerous situations that you could snag your clothes, your hand, your ring? What does it take? So I just want to say this, Doug, too. I want people to understand. I'm not inferring that the Ebola will be the next big thing. I'm telling you that it will. I'm not inferring that there will be a lockdown. It'll be global. There will be a lockdown. I'm telling you, when you see even the talk of it, you run for the hills or you sandbag. You get every form of lock and you get ram door locks. I mean, you know, like it's like an X beam of steel. You run from corner to corner. You have brackets. Make it tough. But don't just open your door. Hello. Either with Jesus that moment or you're in hell at that moment. People have got to decide what they're going to do. And practically, I'm telling you, those of you who can beat the summer Russian, I'm hearing, Doug, I'm hearing that there's not much available out in the countryside because of rich people from the East Coast are fleeing and have fled by the hundreds of thousands, and they already know what's coming. I tell people, you can't compete with them, but you can at least take the crumbs that fall from their table. In other words, you see what they're doing and do likewise. So that's what, and again, what you asked me earlier, what's the June 15th date? Well, the June 15th date was tentatively the date set for the announcement, not of just the aliens flying around or the strange crap we don't know anything about, but that was set for the announcement that there are alien beings on Earth. Will that come to pass? It will, at least at my conference. Ladies and gentlemen, what amount of evidence do you need to say, now I understand Steve's statement, covered up and covered over? We got the provenance, the authenticity, established on at least 10 pieces over 2 days, having to deal with Spy Central. Literally, my team, they'd go back to their hotel room. It would be ransacked. They'd meet guys coming off the altar, white guys, obviously, you know, one of the agencies. And they said, oh, yeah, we're just down here in southern Mexico catching some rays. My friend said, Steve, the talker was all. He was all plain and white. In other words, there wasn't a touch of sunburn, okay? They go the next day up, and there's this girl coming out of the room next to theirs, a honeypot. I said, here's what I said. I said, go get a different hotel. Do not even tell where you're moving, going to, and check in. And I gave him some advice, check in. I don't want to get him in trouble, but gave him some advice. He did what I said. The issue is this, ladies and gentlemen. I can't answer this for anybody. At what time or what event will it take you to move out of harm's way? Doug, you and I did shows with Greg Evenson years ago under the census. You remember those shows?
Oh, yes.
And Greg talked about, I physically met the guy that was GPSing my house door. I wouldn't let him get to the door, but he got to a porch where the steps start. And those poor guys didn't know what they're doing, but it was right to the door. Their specific instructions were not out in the yard, right to the door. And Greg says, Steve, that's for yard farming. That's when they'll use the aerial assets of U.S. military against the people. That almost happened with Gruesome Newsom in California with an F-16C. That's just basically saying to everybody out there, you got a glimpse of it the other day. And thank God for the California National Guard said, our jet fighters are not designed to intimidate the American people. Intimidation? You better take the vaccine or you're dead. Now look what's happening, Doug. They're reversing it. The people that will shed it, transmit it, forgive me, use the wrong word, are now being called good, and the people that resist it are being called evil. So, ladies and gentlemen, there will be more legislation coming against those who refuse the vaccine.
Yep.
All I know is this. Everybody's got to take a stand at some point. And if they fail to take a stand up until this point, I don't know how many can. I don't know how many will.
Well, you can't, Steve, I don't believe it. We only have about 2 minutes left. I don't believe you can take a stand or you can be heard from behind a mask. And it just maddens me when I see people saying, well, I'm going to make the jab the last or the line in the sand for me, or the guns the line in the sand for me, and they're wearing a mask. That tells me that you're not serious about anything.
Well, sure. And you know, I call it the mask of the beast.
Yep.
You know, I called it, you know, and here's the deal. Bozeman, Montana and Missoula, Montana, two most left-wing liberal towns of Montana. Bozeman never used to be that way until all the liberals from the West Coast moved in here. But anyway, the whole state is mask-free except Bozeman and Missoula. Same, all state. So the idea of masking is solitary confinement, is to destroy the image of the living God, is to break the most important thing, family. I mean, you know, come on, kissing. I saw it done, and I know Kamala Harris kissed her husband, whatever his name is, through a mask. You think they were wearing a mask the night before and they're loving? I doubt it, you know. I just doubt it. So here's the thing. We are, as a nation, in my opinion, the whole nation's gone insane. I do. I believe the whole nation, with the exception of those whom God has delivered, is embracing insanity and is going to become, as the Word of God states, the habitation of demons, and the habitation of demons and of every unclean spirit. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, everybody is coming to the United States.
You know what, Steve? This is a good time to really drive home the fact that we need people to sign up for the conference. Go to gen6.com. I'm telling you, pre-order your Extinction Protocols 2021 conference, because what you're going to hear, the information that's going to be delivered, is going to be actionable intelligence. How's that? Actionable intelligence. And it's going to fill in a lot of blanks. And you've got an A-list group of speakers, and I can't wait for it. So go to Gen 6, that's G-E-N-S-I-X, gen6.com. The link will be in the program description box of the Hagman Report. It's on HagmanReport.com as well. And do yourself a favor, get the DVDs and also the a nice silver with the DVDs. You can't beat that with a stick. Steve, I want to thank you so much for a great program. I think this was a very thought-provoking, very deep program, and I appreciate you.
Blessings, Doug. Thank you, Eric. Bye-bye.
All right. Folks, that'll do it for me tonight. I just want to say thank you so much for putting up with this, whatever this is, this gunk. Eric the Tech, thank you so much. And folks, don't forget my announcement today. That's right. It's finally here in the dark of night, in the dark of night. If you want to go on Amazon, or you can go to Hagman Report Store, you can go to Hagman Store, you can go to Hagman Report and then click on the store and you can order yourself a signed copy. Now, the problem with that, I'm not getting the shipment of books in until the 17th. So just keep that in the back of your mind. Have a good night, everyone.